Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 330 of this year, marking Wednesday, the 25th of November of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1165, Holy Roman Emperor Frederick I visited Utrecht, marking the most Utrecht in history until the release of Mad Max Fury Road. Get it? Utrecht. And in 1744, Austrian forces pillaged and killed the Jews of Prague. Welcome to the show, your guest for today, the Ab man himself, Mr. Nish Kumar, publisher of more than 140 different workout videos. How are you, Nish?
I'm feeling great. I'm always happy to start a podcast that begins with a pun that requires a very specific knowledge of vernacular common, really, to one country.
Well, you don't have utes.
No, I don't know if New Zealand have utes, in which case it might be two countries. But utes is a very specific pan-Australian term, I believe. But I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it nonetheless.
Speaking of correcting me on my language, Nish, you'll be bringing us our top story today, which is free speech news. But first,
yeah, I will,
the headlines
unless
of
I'm
stories
sense.
We won't have time for. In the news today, Elon Musk's chipped pigs have finally landed on the for-profit prison colony on Mars, ending speculation by thousands of pundits as to what influence it would have on the delicate political landscape on the Red Planet. They were immediately offered full citizenship by a number of warring gangs due to their networked microchipped brains, which give an advantage in battle to the possessors. The pigs can function as a single unit in a skirmish like Voltron, moving with a single will and the united intelligence of up to 8 Elon Musks in one go. Did you have any money placed on what was going to happen when the pigs landed, Nish?
I think they've actually been pretty forgiving of us, specifically of me, given how much bacon I've eaten in my life. I'll be honest with you, I thought I'd be first on the chopping block.
Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. If you've just had to make polite conversation with your nemesis in a work scenario, it can be difficult to determine whether the sour taste in your mouth is loathing, self-consciousness, the regurgitated ghost of traumatic high school bullying, or some sort of warped jealousy of their ability to be such an unrepentant f***head. Wash it all away with half a glass of water. And a new novel is out from self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. The Forgetful Prince's Heroic Seamstress is the tale of a modern coronavirus romance, set in a world much like our own, but where the coronavirus threat is compounded by the menace of a goblin army massing on the shores of a steampunk Chicago. When Dalzeth, the Crown Prince of Chicago, is caught away from his palace at the beginning of a lockdown, injured by goblins, he is forced to take shelter with an outcast seamstress and her adorable half-goblin child. His memory gone, he finds himself nursed back to health by the last person he would ever expect to be beholden to. But as his memory returns, he must fight against his urge to murder her goblin child while also wanting to have sex with her. Gerania is an ex-renegade eking a modest living making pop culture plushies for Etsy. Outcast for the sin of loving a goblin in wartime, the simple seamstress nonetheless finds it in her heart to welcome a ragged warrior into her plucky family. But as lockdown wears on and his memory slowly returns, will the passion rising between them turn to hate, and then back to love, and then to sex, and then back to hate, and then back to happily ever after? Yes, but find out how in The Forgetful Prince's Heroic Seamstress. Available now in all Zeppelin ports. That was a remarkably clean one from Dancy Lagarde, not as sweaty as they usually are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The last post.
That's all the time we have for your ads, because now it's time for your top story. Top story today, free speech. Nish Kumar, you have said a number of incredibly offensive things in the course of your workout videos and had to apologize for them. What's happening in the world of free speech right now?
Look, free speech is under threat like at no other time in our history. Yes, admittedly, we can say what we want constantly, and there are lots of avenues for that opinion to be published publicly. But it's under great threat. And I'll tell you how I know it's under great threat, because people keep telling me it's under a great threat. Luckily, Parler is a new website that's launched so that people can speak even freer than they normally would. And what does that mean? It means saying racist, sexist and homophobic things. Because ultimately, what is free speech if you're not using it to say racist, sexist and homophobic things? That's really the aim of all of these websites. And Parler is basically a place where people have gone because Twitter, apparently, a website that's largely famous for being full of Nazis, is not quite full enough of Nazis. And Facebook, a website which is largely famous for being full of Nazis, is not quite full of Nazis enough. And so Parler has been launched just in case you haven't encountered enough Nazis in your online activities. And Parler really is, I suspect, the tip of an iceberg that spells out the N-word for the new wave of free speech apps. There's also going to be Shit Shack, which is a place where people can just, an online community where people can get together and say that different races are shit. And then why confine it to new apps? Why not start invading existing apps that are completely irrelevant to the purpose of free speech with your misguided notions of what constitutes free speech, in spite of the fact that you're not being oppressed in any way, shape or form? Why not start putting pins in Google Maps to spell out the word packy? Why not do that? Why not do that with your time?
I always feel like, you know, when they're inventing a new app for people to say terrible things on, it's like, haven't they heard of 4chan? That's the place for that, isn't it?
Haven't they heard of the whole internet? Haven't they heard of the entirety of the internet? You can get from a Little Mix video to outright Nazism in 4 comments. Through no fault of Little Mix. I just want to be clear. I'm not accusing Little Mix of Nazism. If anything, no. The opposite. They seem like a nice bunch of gals.
In fact, Little Mix is short for their previous name, which was Little Mixed Race. People accused them of being political in their music. Rather than just too sexy for children, which is the normal criticism of Little Mix. Also, that was the second version of their name, was Little Mix Big Dicks. But again, they had to back off that. Sold a lot of merch.
Every member of Little Mix is, of course, the biological child of Sir Mix-a-Lot. the Baron of Wessex, to give him his full title.
Yes, the unfortunate side effect of liking big butts and not being able to lie, but also seeing condoms as lies.
Yeah, he believed that the condom was the ultimate lie. It's a penis that's lying about its texture. And therefore, in his quest for veracity, Sir Mix-a-Lot refused to sheathe up.
What is wearing a condom but trying to hide from the truth?
He was honest. He was honest to a fault after he died in that car crash because he claimed that wearing a seatbelt was lying about the safety of a car. Poor honest Mix-a-Lot.
Poor honest Mix-a-Lot. That's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and accompanying celebrity, that's you today, Nish.
Correct.
I would like to complain about the sheer absence of digging tools in your podcast. Ever since I started listening in 2015, you have been promising us primitive excavators with the phrase, and now your ads. But no adzes, not even an axe. My hopes were raised as the news broke about the picks below London until I realised you were referring to the word-clad natives of Scotland and not the pointy axes. I live in hope of more tools in your podcast. Yours excavatingly, Thomas. Thomas, I feel here that you have remedied your own complaint by being a tool on this podcast.
Slam. Take that, Tom.
You've either deliberately misunderstood commonly used words, or you have a serious issue and maybe a monomania about tools, and I feel like maybe I can't make fun of you because that might be a real issue that you need to work on. Dig your way out of that, Thomas, and good luck with the process. Do you have any advice for Thomas? Nish?
Listen, I've been sat on a rake this entire podcast, so I have been bringing my share of tools, okay?
Well, that's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and with a month and a bit until the end of the year, if you haven't recommended us to your friends, it's more a reflection on your moral character than on ours. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Nish Kumar. Nish, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm plugging the low five. I'm bringing it back. People are high-fiving all the time. I'm bringing back the low five. Down low, too cool.
Any reason?
Yeah, I just don't need to be smelling everybody's armpits when they're giving each other high fives. keep your stinking cased as you celebrate whatever it is you're celebrating.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today. If you enjoyed Nish, you can go back and listen to previous episodes as we run out to the end of this year. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's Alliterative for a one-stop shop of all my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs. Sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser to support me in my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer and hench thug, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.